Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and managers. Today in our How to Manage a Restaurant series, we're going to do an overview on food cost, labor cost, prime cost, the three most important metrics financially that you need to know in your restaurant right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, and like I said, author of our newest book, Make It Happen, which I'm so excited about, and you can get a free copy at therestaurantboss.com/books. Grab your free copy right now. So today is part of our How to Manage a Restaurant series. I think this is our fourth video in the series. We're gonna go ahead and list below this in the comments all the other links to the different videos in the series, but today is about financials. We're gonna do kind of a brief overview. I think a lot of people are familiar with these terms, but I don't think a lot of us, I know when I started out in management, I didn't really understand what these were. Like, I kind of did, but I didn't really. So the three things we're going to talk about today, I don't know if you were able to see that. The three things we're going to talk about today are food cost, labor cost, and prime cost. You know what? We're going to throw in a fourth. We're going to throw in a bonus. Something I call RCC or RCP. I'll tease you with that. That'll be the hook for you to watch this at the end. Plus, there's a great free resource available for you. So today's video is going to be short, because I really want you to go look at that free resource. But basically, let's first talk about food costs. So I think food cost gets confused a little bit. There's really two ways to look at food cost. Food cost is either your whole, Let's actually talk about cost of goods sold first. So cost of goods sold, which is the cost of a good that you sell. I went through 2 years of accounting and never really broke it down like that. Like, we would talk about cost of goods sold and I kept saying, I don't get it. But then for some reason, I never thought about it. It's the cost of a good, a product that you sell. Cost of goods sold. How much did it cost to buy the stuff that you sell? It's actually pretty simple when you think about it. Food cost is part of cost of goods sold. Beer cost, liquor cost, wine cost are all part of cost of goods sold. So now let's talk about food cost for a second. Food cost is basically the cost of the food that you sell. So what you need to get this is you need to know how much you paid for food and you need to know how much food you sold to get that. Now, the free resource I'm gonna offer you is all of these formulas. I'm not gonna put the formulas up on the screen. I just want you to go to therestaurantboss.com. Anywhere on that page, you can click on a toolkit or to get the toolkit. It's all over the place. When you download or when you get access to the toolkit, there's about 100 different resources in there for you, but one of those resources is literally, it's like 10 pages of all the restaurant financial formulas you would ever need to calculate food costs, beer costs, wine costs, liquor costs, labor costs, cost of goods sold, plate costs. It's all in there. So food costs, beer costs, the biggest mistake that people make here is when you're doing food costs, you need to know only the cost, the amount of money you spent on food, and then the amount of food you sold. It's not total sales, because that's wrong. That won't give you the right percentages. And it's not total purchases. It's only food purchases. So if you're trying to figure out your beer cost, you need to know only what you spent on beer and only what beers you sold or what you sold in dollars of beer. Now, it's kind of similar for labor. Because when we're figuring out labor, it's based on total sales, but if we're figuring it out by category, it's going to be like, let's say, front of the house labor divided by total sales. Back of the house labor divided by total sales. Maybe cook's labor divided by total sales. Labor gets a little more complicated because we have different periods and payroll periods and end of the month. I mean, the same thing happens with food costs, which is why sometimes we do inventory corrections. I don't really teach inventory, but again, all the details of what I'm talking about are in that worksheet that I want you to get over at therestaurantboss.com, get the toolkit, it's in there. But I just wanted to do this brief overview for you. I'm bouncing around here for a second, but let's go back to food costs really quick. When we're talking about food costs or costs of goods sold, that's different than a plate cost or a recipe cost, right? A recipe cost, it's a similar formula, but it's only what is the food that goes on this plate cost divided by the sales, whereas food cost is maybe for a week or a month. It's all the food purchased for that month divided by all the food sales for that month. So now that we've kind of talked about food costs a little bit, we've talked about labor costs a little bit, let's talk about prime cost. If anyone ever tells you what your food cost should be, what your cost of goods sold should be, what your labor cost should be, run. Run as far away from that person as you can. I don't know what your food cost is. I'd have to know a lot more, or should be. I'd have to know a lot more about your restaurant to answer that. I'm not even gonna sit here and say, well, generally speaking, it's 30% and 30%. I have no idea. I've seen restaurants highly profitable with 45% food costs. I've seen restaurants highly profitable with 40% labor costs. So I can't tell you what it's supposed to be. What I can tell you is that your prime cost, which is your total cost of goods sold plus your total labor for a period together, should be less than 60%. I can tell you that. I can also tell you that if you add in direct operating expenses to your prime cost, you get something called RCP, or RCC, restaurant controllable costs, or RCP, restaurant controllable profit. They're just the inverse of each other. Again, I didn't want to pop up formulas all over the place. I wanted to give you a brief overview so then you can go and look at those formulas and it'll make more sense. I have some descriptions on there, but really this video with that free resource is going to help you a lot. So really what this was about is there's only a couple of things that you really need to focus on in your restaurant. Cost of goods sold, labor costs together equal prime costs. When we throw in direct operating expenses, we now get RCC, restaurant controllable costs. I can tell you right now your prime cost should be less than 60, and I can tell you right now that your RCC should be less than 70. I'd like to see it less than about 68. 66 would be even better, but somewhere in that 66 to 68% and you should be great. Here's the challenge though. When I start working with a restaurant and start helping them find this information and calculate it all, because you could use ClickBacon, our software, clickbacon.com, to learn more about that. You can get all this information there and or get it all calculated through there. But unfortunately, when we start measuring it, we find that most people's prime cost is up as high as in that 72 to 76% range. Their RCC is up in that like 75 to 80% range. There's no money for profits at that point. There's probably not even money for payroll at that point. And unfortunately, that's where I find most restaurants who are not properly measuring this stuff or are not measuring it and taking it seriously and making it part of their daily routine. So I would encourage you as a manager of a restaurant to really study this, to learn it, to practice it. It's complicated stuff. I get it. And I'm dramatically oversimplifying it here. The formulas are going to help a little bit, but I'll be totally honest with you. Even those are going to leave some gaps. So I do have a lot of videos about food costs. You can go back and look for them on our website or on our YouTube channel at The Restaurant Boss. But this is an area that you really need to dig into and master and ask questions and kind of get dirty with it if you want to be a highly successful, highly paid restaurant manager or chef or kitchen manager or area manager or district manager. There's a lot to learn here, but it's hugely valuable and hugely important to your success as a restaurant manager. So I hope you enjoyed this week's video. I look forward to bringing you another one just like this. My name is Ryan Gromfin. This is The Restaurant Boss. And remember, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Grab yourself a copy of our book at therestaurantboss.com. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.